Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Joe Sonnenblick here. Apples and Oranges is just apples tonight. That's right. Ruben Cindo Acosta, sadly, had his face chewed off by a dentist yesterday. And he's floating on the Vicodin cloud right now. And Ruben, we miss you, buddy. We really do. But now we're going to get into some real talk right this second. Geno Smith, what can we do with you? I really want to take you out back and hit you in the back of the head with a club, but we can't do that right now because you're still our quarterback for some reason, for some strange reason. If you haven't heard the story, I'm going to tell you the story, but it's a story that's so amazingly fucked up. Something you could only make up or just happen to be a part of the Jets. It happens to be a part of the Jets culture the last, I would say, decade or so. So Geno Smith gets punched in the face by his linebacker, I.K. Impali. Impali cites that he gave Geno Smith or bought Geno Smith a $600 plane ticket for a charity event that Geno was supposed to attend. Geno does have a legitimate excuse. His friend dies in a motorcycle accident. Doesn't attend the event. I'm sure IK and Polly, because it was a charity event for kids, I'm sure he said to these people, these kids, Geno's coming, which if I were the kids, I would be sorely disappointed anyway. I'd be disgusted. I would have rather had fucking Geno the Clown from the Italian restaurant down the street. You bring me Geno Smith. So Geno doesn't go. Attends his friend's funeral, or does, I don't know if he attended the funeral, or he just was so grief-stricken that he couldn't go, understandably. Now, apparently, IK and Polly had brought it up to him that, hey, I make $525,000, and you got a $4 million signing bonus, okay? So, could I have my $600, please? And he's tight with money. Everyone around the locker room said, this guy's tight with money, so he wants his money. Understandably so. Hey, I'm tight with money for those of you that know me. I'm very tight with money. But I spend it like a motherfucker. Anyhow, Geno apparently puts his finger in the guy's face, says, you're not getting the money. Starts showing off a little bravado from your franchise quarterback. And he gets punched in the face. Like men handle their business, they punch each other in the face when they believe that something has been done wrong to them. Geno breaks his jaw. He's out 6 to 10 weeks. This is the best thing that has happened to the New York Jets since they drafted Darrell Revis. I was going to say Muhammad Wilkerson because that was more recent, but Darrell Revis. This is the absolute best thing that could have happened to the Jets. And now there are Jets, anonymous sources. I'm sure it's Manish Mehta reporting this, but anonymous sources are saying, hey, you know, they don't believe in Geno Smith's leadership. They feel he's regressed. He's smiling. He's doing this. And then all of a sudden he's throwing a ball after his surgery, like 2 days after his surgery. I can't believe it. I'm disgusted, as most Jets fans should be. I would be absolutely mortified if I was Todd Bowles, because let me tell you something. I think this, and Todd Bowles hasn't even coached a regular season football game for the New York Jets. If he keeps this guy around, this is Santonio Holmes type shit, my friends. This will cost you your job. And Chan Gailey's not going to save anybody. Some of the worst offenses in the world. What I do think, though, and this is a Jets fan who's watched this team his entire life, is Geno the worst quarterback we've ever had? No. That's going to have to go to a Browning Nagel. Or a Ray Lucas, one of those guys that should have been serving you some Carvel ice cream instead of throwing you a football. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I just want Geno Smith to understand that he's not a quarterback. He's not a starting quarterback. He's not a backup quarterback. And the fact that Tim Tebow is getting a shot in the NFL again with the Philadelphia Eagles because they run a zone read should tell you that anything is possible. And you will be on another team within 2 years. I guarantee it. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick, while I don't like Ryan Fitzpatrick, I think he's better than Geno Smith. I did not watch any of that preseason football bullshit. I do not believe in preseason football like I don't believe in going to church. I don't believe in watching preseason football. It's not my thing. Sorry. I don't know who they played, the Lions or somebody, and they got spanked. And everybody's telling me, oh, we're gonna be terrible, we're going to be terrible. I told you we were going to be terrible with Geno Smith. We're going to be 4-12 with Geno Smith. Now you've got a legitimate shot to go 1-15. I think you're going to beat the Browns week one. I think you're going to lose to the Jaguars. That's how bad I think this team is. 1-15 I'm giving them. I give the Giants a better record than the New York Jets. I think the Giants go 6-10. 5-11, 6-10 in that area. But the fact that people are still... Steve, I hope you're listening. I told you your Geno Smith jersey is going to be worth $7.99 at TJ Maxx in a couple months. Don't worry about it. You want to hear Geno Smith's stats? Last year, 13 touchdowns, right? Let's see how many interceptions. 13! Oh, that's good stuff there, Gene. The year before that, 12 touchdowns, 21 interceptions. Let me tell you something, folks. Mark Sanchez was a hell of a lot better than this piece of shit. A hell of a lot better with garbage. And I know, Steve, you want to tell me about all the garbage he's had, Geno Smith. Mark Sanchez had worse. You couldn't take rats out of a trash can who were worse than some of the guys that Mark Sanchez had to throw to. Let me look at Geno Smith's completion percentage last year. 59.7. Okay, that's not terrible. Year before that, 55.8. That's terrible. Okay, QBR, 35. Get the fuck out of here, QBR of 35. I don't understand. Nobody wanted Jay Cutler. I would walk Jay Cutler over here to get Geno Smith the fuck out of town. He is one of the worst quarterbacks we've seen as Jets fans. And he's top five worst. Top five worst we've ever seen as Jet fans. And I've seen some pretty bad quarterbacks. I mean, Chad Pennington was a good quarterback before his arm completely fell off the bone. Come on. I don't need to hear any more about Geno Smith. It's pretty ridiculous that people are still on this guy's bandwagon. And I'll keep telling you, I went to open practice a couple weeks ago with Steve. And, yeah, Geno looked good in open practice. Okay? And this old man told me I know nothing about football because I said Geno Smith drops back too far and has no idea how to use his feet. Okay? He tells me every quarterback drops back 20 yards. Oh, yeah? When's the last time you saw Tom Brady drop back 20 yards? Or Peyton Manning? Or any quarterback worth a goddamn? I have not seen that. Ryan Tannehill doesn't even drop back 20 yards. And he sucks! You listening, Ruben? Ryan Tannehill sucks. Garbage. Straight trash. All right, now I'm going to get off Geno Smith. I'm going to come back to that probably. But what I think Geno Smith should do is just retire. Retire. You know, go the Matt Leinart route and become a broadcaster for high school football in Newark, New Jersey, or Bayonne or somewhere. Now I'm going to turn my attention to the New York Mets. Still believe in the Mets. I don't have a problem with getting swept by the Pirates. Pirates are a good team. The Pirates have something the Mets don't. Endurance and a bullpen. Bobby Parnell must die. Bobby Parnell is one of the worst relievers we've seen. I don't understand. The guy threw 100 miles an hour straight for 2 years and everybody thought he was the savior. Now you don't have Henry Mejia. All of a sudden your whole world crashes. That's insane. That's crazy to me. And then you trade for a bum like Eric O'Flaherty. I was at the game the other night with Linda. Okay. Hi, Linda. I was at the game the other night with Linda against the Rockies, I believe it was. We were up 4-0. All of a sudden, a runner gets on base. He brings in Eric O'Flaherty. Carlos Gonzalez is up. I immediately turned to her and I said, hey, it's going to be 4-2. It's going to be 4-2. I'm not opening up Skype Rubin because I don't want to do that. I'm going to talk. I'm going to talk now. I don't care what you have to say. This is apples. You want to do a show next week by yourself? Call it oranges? I'll call it oranges. That's it. I'm going to tell you, Bobby Parnell, I don't understand. Cespedes, you know what? Great pickup, but you also got to save the games. You got to save the games for the guy. He lengthens the lineup, sure. Bobby Parnell, I'm going to get you his stats right this second. Hold on for Bob Parnell, all right? His ERA this year, oh, it's a 5.59. 5.59, folks, out of the pen, okay? His last five starts, yeah, today, two-thirds of an innings, two hits, two earned runs, no strikeouts. Before that, three hits, two runs, two earned. And then he had a string of good ones. But before that, I mean, what do you do? What do you do with this guy? We're in August. You want to show me something in April or May? I'm totally fine with that. But in August, I got no time for this shit. This is shit. Okay? And all you people who are getting behind Terry Collins again, get in front of him. Okay? Because he blows. He makes the worst bullpen decisions I've ever seen in my entire life. Bobby Parnell needs to be DFA'd. He needs to be DFA'd to an offshore island somewhere. He should play for the Swiss bank account baseball team. He's so fucking awful. I mean, come on. What could we do? I don't understand what's happening. And Dave from Corona, if you're trying to call, I'm sorry. I'm not taking calls tonight because I have to vent. I have to talk. I want to be a regular Joe, no pun intended. I'm going to tell you right now, his whip, 1.86. What are you kidding? You could get somebody from the farm to do that. A Logan Verrett. You sent Logan Verrett down. Why'd you do that? No idea. Right, Ter? Because you're bringing people back from the DL. And Michael Kadia, let's get him to King's Manor out in Long Beach to sit with all the old people and gum some fucking bananas. He's the worst. I know I was behind Kadia for a while, but listen, you pay a guy $10 million, you got to get behind him. Like all you Mets fans were saying last year how bad Curtis Granderson was. Now look at him. He's probably the MVP of this fucking team. He's great, okay? But Bobby Parnell and Michael Kadia, and I'm going to add another person to the list, Bartolo Colon. Gotta go. Got to go. You want to hear some fun stats about Bartolo? Here's some fun stats about Bartolo. His first, from pitches 1 through 15, opponent's batting average, 330. Slugging percentage, 500. Three home runs, given up. One stolen, 30 hits. 30 hits between pitches 1 and 15. That's terrible. And then he settles down, 16 through 30, 189. Fantastic. 31 through 45, batting average of 306, slugging percentage of 520, then 299, 264, 321, and 294. These numbers aren't fake. I didn't fucking get these out of the sky. Bartolo Colon sucks. He sucks. Okay? Any pitcher should have way more strikeouts and wins than he has. He's 10-11 with an ERA of 4.58. And Jay, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not, if you're listening, you tell me that any pitcher with an ERA under 4 is great or that's serviceable. What is this? This is not serviceable. Okay, he doesn't walk anybody. Big deal. He's awful. It's mind-boggling how the Mets can just hang on to a guy like that when you've got people who can pitch. I want to see guys come up. You know? It's crazy. I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss for words here, people. And I also want to say this. Stop texting me, Ruben. What's better than me right now? Oh, that's disgusting. Ruben just sent me a picture of his molars, I believe, or his wisdom teeth. It's pretty gross. I'm going to put my phone on its front so he can't hear me. This is why apples and oranges is apples and oranges, because I'm a crazy person, and I need someone to calm me down, you know? But I'm not opening up Skype for anybody tonight. It's crazy time. It's crazy time. The Mets are still going to make the playoffs. I believe the Mets are still going to make the playoffs, because the Nationals can't hit. The Nationals lost again today to the San Francisco Giants. The Nationals need, and I told everybody this, their pitching staff wasn't going to do it. I've been saying it to people since the beginning of the year. Their pitching staff was not going to hold up. It was not going to work. And it didn't. I knew it. and Jason Worth, who said he doesn't give a fuck about the Mets. Well, we don't give a fuck about you hitting 150. You know why? Because we know you suck. You're an old man. You're confused. You should be feeding the ducks in the park. You're confused about things. Bryce Harper's the only guy worth a damn on that team, and he's playing injured right now. There's something wrong with him. He took a foul ball off the knee, I believe it was last night. He's not going to be the same for a couple weeks. Zimmerman's hitting. That's it. Rendon's been a bum. Desmond cracked a almost 500-foot home run the other night. But where is the offense I was hearing about? The Nationals, who are going to win 100 games. They're one game under right now. I knew it. I knew this Mets team could outlast the Nationals. They're not going to outlast anybody if they don't get a fucking bullpen going, though. That's the thing. And I believe they can make a deep run. The Cubs just got beat by Chris Sale today. I believe the Mets can make a deep run. Now we're going to take a break from sports. I'm going to tell you something happened to me yesterday. One of the crowning achievements of my life. Tells you how sad and pathetic my fucking life is anyway. But Kevin Spacey came into my workplace yesterday. And he bought some hats. I sell fedoras. I sell luxury fedoras. They're luxury fedoras. You can live in them. Flat caps and the like. So he comes in yesterday with his boy toy, because we all know about Kevin Spacey. Comes in, buys about $200 worth of hats. I'm taking them to the register. And I'm a big Glengarry Glen Ross fan, played by David Mamet, for those of you who don't know it. And me and my friends play a drinking game where every time somebody says fucking Glengarry Glen Ross, you take a shot of booze. And he said to me, well, that's just alcoholism, isn't it? Yes, it is. You're drunk within 8 minutes. You're totally blotto. You can't see anything. So I said to him, you know, you're Williamson, which is the character he plays in the film. He's one of the best Williamsons I've ever seen. And he said to me, he leaned over to his boy toy and goes, oh, you like my Williamson? Which I don't know what he was talking about, but I hope he was talking about the part he played. He said, you like my Williamson? And then they started reciting lines from Glengarry Glen Ross. So I just took it upon myself to say, hey, would you mind telling me, go to lunch, George? Which is a line from the film that he tells Alan Arkin. So he asked me, he goes, do you know the scene? And I said, yeah, I know the scene. He goes, but do you really know the scene? I said, yeah, I really know the scene. He goes, okay, so you be Aaron Al, and I'll be Williamson. So I started doing the scene with Kevin Spacey in the shop. People turned around, were looking, and I did it. You know, this fucking Michigats. I come into the office, I meet Gestapo Tactics, and he goes, people trying to do business here, George. You got to leave. People trying to do business. And then he tells me, go to lunch, George. Go to lunch. Will you go to lunch? So essentially, I did a scene from Glengarry Glen Ross with Kevin Spacey, which is pretty fucking cool. That's a little side note right there. We'll get back to sports now after our brief talk of inside the actor's studio with this jerk off. D'Angelo Russell of the Los Angeles Lakers, who Ruben and I believe, well, I think I believe, I don't think Ruben said it. He believes Justice Winslow is going to be the best, with the steal of the draft. I think D'Angelo Russell is going to be a superstar. D'Angelo Russell said that Tracy McGrady was one of the greatest players of all time. And I sort of scoffed. But I agree with him. Some of the things that Tracy McGrady did in his prime, one of the greatest players of all time, 13 points in 35 seconds. Who else could do that? Steve Francis, also before the injury. But that got me thinking. And we're going to continue this conversation next week with Ruben here. Who would your greatest of all time be? I mean, that's tough. Like, I'm going to put it like greatest team. Point guard, you got to have John Stockton. Two guard, probably Magic. Small forward, Michael. Power forward, boy, got to go Tim Duncan, right? I mean, Tim Duncan changed basketball. And he did it in such a boring way that you have no idea how good he is. And center, I think Ruben would agree with me that it's the big Aristotle. It's Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal, because I was thinking about Hakeem Olajuwon as well. But Shaquille O'Neal did some things there that I had never seen a person do in basketball. mean, not only the championship with the Heat, but those championships with the Lakers. That was a really great team. Great role players to complement two superstars at that time in Shaq and Kobe. But Shaq couldn't get it done with the Magic. Not to say that the Magic had a great team at that time, because they didn't. But Hakeem Olajuwon and the hook shot. It's one of those things I'll remember for the rest of my life. 1995, I remember watching it. The Rockets destroy the Knicks. I remember that. And I hated them. But how you can't hate greatness. That's the thing. That's something. You just can't hate greatness. And I'm sure Ruben is sitting there, and I'm making all these allusions to Ruben because he's just chomping at the bit with his broken mouth right now, wishing he could be here to yell at me and tell me what's what and tell me what a horrible job I'm doing, even though he's sitting on his ass right now watching Netflix, eating Cherry Garcia. I bet he hates Cherry Garcia. Back to Geno Smith. Back to football. Todd Bowles is upset with Geno for throwing some toss around after the surgery he had. I'm so upset with this person. Like, I hate him. Like, I hate him. I have this horrible feeling in my chest when I hear his name. When I heard his name on draft night, I was sitting with my buddies, and I just got this sinking feeling in my stomach that he was just going to be so fucking awful. And I knew it. I knew he wasn't better than Mark Sanchez. I knew it. I fucking knew it. And now Mark Sanchez getting all his fights sitting behind Sam Bradford. Don't worry, Mark Sanchez is going to start in about 3 weeks when Sam Bradford disintegrates into fairy dust. He's going to start. But Geno Smith, man, you pay this guy this money. You give him this signing bonus. Idzik and Rex Ryan laughing at us. Laughing at us. Idzik's a special assistant to the Jaguars. Means he's a janitor. Rex Ryan got the coaching position of the Buffalo Bills. And then signs Impali. He's a sneaky Pete. He signs the guy that punches Geno Smith in the face. I don't expect Impali to make that team. But I know why Rex did it. Because he's Rex Ryan. He understands. It's a mind game with him. And I'm sure, I bet it got under Bowles' skin. It had to. It got under my skin when I saw it. When it was texted to me that this fucking piece of shit, this fat fuck, signed Impali. It had to get to you as a Jet fan. If it didn't, you're an idiot. The Yankees. So what? Half game lead. Don't worry, baby. Don't worry, you Yankees fans, if you're listening out there. Don't you touch the dial. There's a lot of losing come September. A lot of losing coming your way. Baltimore's hot. Tampa Bay's hot. Yeah, I'm sure you see the Angels. You're probably going to the West Coast. You see us again. Oh, I can't wait for you to come to Citi Field and see us. Oh, boy, is it going to be good. I'm going to get tickets to that game. Oh, I can't wait. Because I know the truth. Joe Girardi has no idea what to do. Joe Girardi couldn't manage a convalescent home, okay? Joe Girardi has absolute. Joe Girardi and Matt Williams should make out. They're so awful. Awful managers. Joe Girardi has no idea. Starting pitching's terrible. You score 40 fucking runs a game, and you haven't. You somehow eked by the Blue Jays by not scoring 40 runs a game. You outdueled them. Your bullpen was better. That night that Andrew Miller almost blew the save, oh boy, I thought I was drunk that night. I thought he was going to blow that fucker. And he didn't. I think the Yankees will probably make a wild card spot. They're not going to win the division. I don't think they're winning that division. You watch out for the Orioles. What are they, only four games behind? Five games behind? Watch out for the Orioles. They're coming up for your asses, Yankee fans. You can believe it. All right, let's go to the old Premier League. I'm wearing my Man U jersey right now. I hope some Chelsea fans are listening. So you can all go fuck yourselves. That's right. It's over for that team. Where is it? Where are the goals? I want to see the where's Diego Costa? Where is it? I was mad at Louis Van Gaal for subbing Yanezai for Young. And Yanezai scores the goal. Makes us all look foolish for doubting him. We got to play the young guys, Louis. Something else I saw. I watched the Spurs-Stoke City game. That was a fucking cracker of a match, fellas and ladies and whoever's listening, dogs, little dogs. That was a hell of a match. Let me tell you, Stoke City is prime right now. Mark Hughes has that team primed to win. It's real talk right now with that team. I'm going to make a couple of predictions. Manchester United and Man City will be battling for the top spot. Man City's no joke. I really doubted that team. I doubted the signing of Sterling. It looks good. It looks like a good signing. But the United signings are paying off in dividends right now. Matteo Darmian, he saved that game. He saved that game for us. It was fantastic. Saved that game. And on the David De Gea saga, I'm in the minority on this. I know I am. You're not in the right mind to play Aston Villa. Is that what you're saying to me? You're not in the right mind to play Aston Villa? I mean, you could take a legless man to play Aston Villa and you beat him. Not in the right mind? You know what I would do, honestly? He doesn't want to transfer. They don't want to sign him. Nobody wants to do anything. Release him. Cut him. Let his fucking contract expire. Just cut him. This is too much. I mean, Romero is playing well in goal. I know I'm in the total minority on that. Romero is playing well in goal. Valdez doesn't want to play here anymore. I mean, Johnstone, he's a good backup. He's young. I don't think he's going to be anything right away. I think you got to loan him out. But what Louis Van Gaal has to do, what you have to do, Louis, is you have to switch from a 4-5-1 to a 4-4-2. You have Memphis Depay. Yes, he made a lot of mistakes in that game against Villa. I understand that. But he was there, man. He was weaving in and out of defenders. He had some chances. It really would have been 3-0 if Memphis could have just capitalized on what he should have capitalized on. But he didn't. He's raw. He's 22 years old. I mean, Rooney and Memphis could be the best duo in English football. It's really possible. And I think it could happen if Louis Van Gaal takes his head out of his prideful ass and figures something out. Because it's definitely doable. My bum of the week. Oh, it's going to be an elongated bum of the week. Terry Collins. Terry, you're not my manager still. I don't believe in you at all. I think you're a good manager. Telling us, oh, I had these guys ready to play. I kept them competitive. These guys are competitive. Okay, what are you going to do when David Wright comes back? What are you going to do about Daniel Murphy and the idiocy that is his fielding? What are you going to do about Wilmer Flores, who sucks? What are you going to do about that? Guy's hitting 250. He cried. Listen, I'm all for crying. Emotional instability in baseball is what you need. You need to see it. I cry all the time. I'm not even a baseball player. I'm crying right now. I'm going to leave here and cry. This was a bad show. I'm going to cry. But listen, Wilmer Flores hitting 248. 12 home runs or 11 home runs and 41 RBIs. How many times I got to say 11 home runs and 41 RBIs till the fucking thing changes? All you Met fans have to realize something. He's not ready yet. He is not even close to being ready yet. And I don't know when it's going to, I don't know when he's going to be ready. It might take 3 years. Are you ready to wait 3 years for this guy? I know everybody, my father's calling for Ruben Tejada's head for one mistake in the field. I understand. Ruben Tejada over his last 15 games hitting 295. I don't know what you want from a shortstop. Okay? Daniel Murphy, 0 for 5 last night. 0 for 4 today. Daniel Murphy is overpaid. He's garbage. Wilmer Flores is garbage. Terry Collins is the worst. I mean, really, it's even if they make a run, you got to seriously consider making a change and really thinking about the future. Now I want you all to go and think about the future, your future, whether it be good, bad, or indifferent. My name is Joe Sonnenblick, and I have no idea what I'm doing. This was Apples and Oranges.